What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 168 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So last night and this morning when I was trying to think about what to talk about today, I had a couple ideas, and then something popped up on my Instagram this morning that just kind of tied it all together. So what I was thinking about prior to seeing that was how my last two posts, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but I noticed they were both, I'm not going to say they were negative, because I think I was trying to get a certain point across, but they definitely had a common theme, and that was my last 2 days of workouts both involved exercises that are extremely difficult, and that I'm not a big fan of, and But again, let me clarify that. I am a big fan of them because they're very effective. But I don't love doing them. I don't love the 4 seconds before doing them that I'm dreading doing them and I have to force myself to do them. And that was my kind of point of the posts, was that I think many times people look at me or somebody like me who's a workout quote-unquote person and thinks that we kind of love working out, can't wait to work out and enjoy everything about working out. And sometimes, yes, that's true. But oftentimes, I don't like working out. I don't want to work out. If I was only doing it when I wanted to or doing the things that I like to do, I would rarely do it, and I probably wouldn't do anything very effective. So my point in the post was that, like, well, you got to do them anyway. You know, there's going to be the point is not that I love the workout. The point is that I love the result that I'm going to get from the workout. You know, I went to the powerlifting meet this weekend. I watched Julian and Sarah and some people from our gym and a bunch of people that we know who are very strong and very impressive, much stronger than me. And I get motivated when I see that because I'm like, all right, I got to step up my game and push harder, get stronger, take myself to the next level, challenge myself more. I'm all fired up on Saturday when I'm watching that meet to go kick ass. And then on Monday when it comes time to get under that bar, I'm like, ugh, really? Like, is all that stuff that important? Do I even care? What's the point? Blah, blah. All the same head trash that all you guys do. But the difference is at this point I've learned to override that and do it anyway. But there's this moment where you have to, like, get under the bar, put that thing on your shoulders, and actually make yourself bend your knees and squat down. That's the hardest part, is forcing yourself to go. It feels kind of like when I was learning how to swim and you're standing there on the side and you have to jump in, right? And you're like, the will it takes to jump in that pool when it's fucking cold and you don't know how to swim and you're scared you're going to drown. Like, the swimming part is actually not that hard once you get in there because you just have to do it. It's like the jumping part is fucking hard because you got to make yourself do something that's going to hurt and that your mind knows it's going to suck. And I think that was my point, is like, I'm, you know, after my first set of rows, I'm like, oh my God, that was fucking heavy. And that was like exhausting. And I got to do it 2 more times. And I think rows are especially rough because you got to do both sides, right? So it's like, instead of, if you're doing 3 sets, it actually feels like 6. So it's like 6 sets that you have to mentally push yourself through. But that's what it's all about. So that was pretty much the point of my video and then my post. And then the previous day I had done a video talking about in our private group, talking about people that complain all the time, right? And we all do it. I mean, there's gonna be something that we all outwardly or inwardly kind of complain about and think about. But my point in that was, it's your responsibility, man. Like, I could almost bet whatever it is you're complaining about, at some level there's something you can do about it and you're just choosing not to. So I was kind of thinking about that, and at the same time, didn't want to be redundant because those two I just talked about those. And then literally I saw a thing pop up on my Instagram this morning by somebody about, like, you know, a 9-minute fucking workout. So it's springtime here in Maine. Everybody's starting to shit their pants if they didn't work out all year and start looking for all the little quick workouts. Everyone's going to be buying fucking Shape Magazine and Muscle and Fitness and everything else, and getting some quick, you know, 30 minutes a week fucking workout. So I wanted to talk to you guys about why those things don't work and why so many people, when they finally discover proper, and this is a very important part, proper strength training, like what we do at Iron Will or like what is done in any other good quality strength training program, why when they finally start following this type of a program, they report seeing and feeling improvements, quote-unquote results, gains in a couple weeks. And then also, more importantly than that, and I'll explain the difference in these two things, over 6 months and over a year, and then continuous progress and results. I want to explain the difference between those two things. So at first, when you're starting any exercise program, okay, so let's call it fucking a Beachbody program. These are all different, but I'm going to classify them all as workout programs. Beachbody, bootcamp-ish, strength training, bodybuilding, powerlifting, CrossFit, all that shit. Anytime you start, sculpt class, okay, fucking silver sneakers. Anytime you start an exercise program and you don't do anything, you're a couch potato, you are not active, you are sedentary, and you undertake an exercise program, you are going to see quote-unquote results almost immediately because you are changing the stimulus provided to your body and you're disrupting what we call its homeostasis. Homeostasis is staying the same. You're disrupting that and it will respond. Marty Gallagher likes to say the body is very stubborn to respond, but it adapts. But it adapts very well. And I think that's what we're talking about here, is that it requires a very, very strong stimulus to change. So when you start any workout program, if you don't do anything, and then you go do 20 bodyweight squats in a, you know, circuit of 5 exercises, and you do 6 push-ups, and you do 20 squats, and you do 6 push-ups, and 6 sit-ups, and you know, some other crunches or some bullshit, you're gonna get sore, and you're gonna probably feel like you got a little more fit in that for a couple weeks, and a couple months. Here's the problem: these type of programs that give you these little workouts here, and workout A, and workout B, and these little just workout samples, what's being sorely overlooked and neglected, and this is the most basic principle in strength training that somehow gets lost in the shuffle of all this fitness bullshit confusion, is that those workouts don't teach people how to be progressive in nature. They don't teach people how to get systematically stronger over time. So let's clarify a couple things. The reason I hate the word fitness is because it's so vague and general that nobody knows what the fuck it means, and that when you don't have a clear definition of what you're trying to accomplish, you have no idea how to do it. Like, what does I want to be more fit mean? So this is why I like to focus on strength. It is very clear what getting stronger means. Okay, the ability to do something like that's heavier or harder over time. So in its most simplistic form, if you have, you know, 5, 10, 20, etc. pound fucking stones in the backyard, and your kid can only go out and pick up the 5-pound stone, and over time it can do the 10-pound and the 15-pound, etc., he's getting stronger, period. Okay? Well, that's actually how it works. So when you have one of these programs that doesn't say, after the first week, add this, after the third week, add this, so that over time you're accomplishing more work, if you're not keeping track of exactly what you're doing to make sure that you're improving and doing more work over time, you won't be. You're just guessing. I describe it as like this. Imagine if you go into a library filled with hundreds and hundreds of books, and you just start randomly grabbing books and reading them. You will probably acquire some knowledge and be more educated a little, more articulate, about certain things a little bit. Actually, even better. Let's just say these are all books about speaking French. Okay, I got a room full of books about speaking French. You're gonna go in and just start randomly grabbing books and reading bits and pieces. You will probably, in 6 months, know how to speak French a little bit better. Now, compare that to your friend who goes into the same library, but in that library, somebody has organized the books in a fashion that says, start here. These are the basics of learning the language. And then progress down the line from book 1 to 50. By the time that person reaches book 50, they're going to know how to speak French in the same period of time that the person who is randomly grabbing those 50 books has learned maybe a couple words and has some general concepts. This is exactly what happens in fitness, okay, or fucking the gym world, but not strength. You're going in and just randomly trying all these different books without actually understanding the system of learning a language. You know what I mean? So in order to get stronger, it's very systematic. Now, when you get to high levels, like some of the programs that we might follow or competitive powerlifters might follow, yes, it's not as simple as just linear improvement, meaning add more weight and more reps every week and go up. It's never going to be that simple at a high level. But at the beginner, intermediate level, it's really not a whole lot more complicated than that. But yet, it's so simple that it often gets overlooked in with all these different systems and techniques and variables. But really, you have to get stronger. There is no point in lifting weights or training in that kind of fashion, even if it's push-ups. If there's resistance training, the whole point is to get stronger. By getting stronger, you are going to stimulate your body to add muscle tissue, which is, again, the whole point of a recomposition of your body. Additional muscle tissue is what everybody needs. And I will say everybody who is looking to change their body. Everybody needs it. I don't care if you're 400 pounds or 100 pounds. If you have decided today's the day I want to change the way my body looks and feels, you need more muscle. I don't care if you're 400 pounds and you think you have to lose fat. Of course you do. But underneath all that, you need to add muscle. Muscle is the building block, base, foundation to everything. More muscle fixes everything. Your metabolism will be faster. You will be more functional. Your back won't hurt. You can do more shit. You'll look better. You'll feel better. It fixes everything. So if you're following a workout program that is doing quote-unquote resistance exercises, but you're not actually systematically getting stronger, nothing will happen. So this is the same person. I see them every day, every time somebody new comes in. Most people that come in that we see have had some experience in training, whether it's with a trainer or at a gym. We don't have a lot of people that are totally brand new at this point. And it's not uncommon for someone to say, yep, I do squats and lunges all the time. I do, you know, chest presses all the time. And yet they have a certain number that they use that they've been doing forever. They do 15 pounds on this and they do 50 pounds on this, but it's a static number. Like they've been doing that number for 2 years. Well, then there's a reason that your body hasn't changed in 2 years, because it needs to be sufficiently challenged over and over. And the challenge is, as you get more fit, that stimulus has to be harder. Okay, so that's the tie-in here, is that the reason I'm hating these exercises that I'm doing is because I'm following a program that's forcing me to push myself beyond what I'm currently capable of, and that is hard, and that sucks. So I can live in the world that I am capable of and stay the same and maintain, and I'm at a decent level of fitness. I could just hang here and do comfortable exercises and maintain, but I'm not satisfied with that. I want more. I have to push myself to levels of intensity that are uncomfortable. The weight's got to be heavier than I want it to be. The reps have to be 2 or 3 more than I want it to be. So when I want to stop at 10, I got to do 13. If I want to add 5 pounds, I got to add 10 pounds. Now, you know, being facetious, we obviously have to make sure we're doing this properly, but you get what I'm saying. If you don't feel like you gave a pretty close to 9 or 10 effort most workouts, you are probably not stimulating your body enough to make change. So I see this all the time where people go to the gym a lot. They work out a lot. They spend a lot of time in the gym, but they're never really touching that intensity level that's required to stimulate the body to build muscle and get stronger, because it's quite substantial, the stimulus that it needs to be. Okay, so imagine, you know, the body just responds to what happens to it. So we are trying to stimulate a physiological response from the body from stress. We're going to stress it with exercises and weights and intensity that causes it to respond by getting stronger and building muscle. It's not dissimilar to a callus developing. Okay, so when you take somebody who starts doing construction for a living, and after a couple of days of swinging a hammer, they start to develop this callus. That's the body's response to that irritation on the skin. This is exactly how muscle grows. If that person only uses the hammer for a couple minutes a day, it's probably not enough irritation on the skin to make a callus develop. Okay. The person who develops a callus, once that callus is established, it probably won't get thicker or bigger unless it has more stimulus and more work, because it's adapted to, let's just make up some numbers. Let's say we're I'm swinging the hammer for an hour a day. So at first, from nothing, that's a lot. So I start developing a callus. Now, my body adapts to that hour a day. I already have a decent sized callus on there. That callus is going to stay. It's protecting my hand from an hour of hammer work a day, and I'm good to go. But if I want more, that, you know, sounds so ridiculous, but if I want that callus to be bigger and more protective, I got to do more. I got to swing the hammer for 2 hours a day. In training purposes, we don't want to just add hours, but we want to add more challenge, right? The 2 hours of swinging the hammer is more challenging than one. In weight training perspective, want to add more weight, more reps, less rest, some variables that make this more difficult. Now, on the same note, I started off with using that hammer for 6 hours a day right off the bat, I'm going to have some problems right there, because I might go straight into a blister, right? Straight into a blister. I'm going to skip the callus and get a blister. This is not desirable. I'm not trying to get a blister. That means I went too hard, too fast. And this also happens in strength training, where you can go too hard, too fast, and be cripplingly sore all the time. That's not necessary. The trick is finding that nice balance where we're growing the blister, the callus consistently, but not so hard that we create a blister. So this is not something that's very simple to do. That's why it's helpful to have some guidance. But my whole point, let me sum it up this way. You need to follow a program that's progressive in nature, meaning that it challenges body more and more every time. You're going to need to be pretty uncomfortable during most workouts if it's going to change your body and stimulate it enough to change. If what you're doing feels quote-unquote good and comfortable and you like it from a way it feels like a 6 on a 10 scale of difficulty, it's not hard enough to do anything substantial. So you'll maintain, you'll stay quote-unquote fit, but you're not going to get stronger, you're not going to feel a whole lot better. You really, really have to push the envelope and force your body to adapt and make the changes that you want. And that will often, 99% of the time, require something that's uncomfortable and that you don't want to do. So when your body's telling you you don't want to do it, your mind is telling you you don't want to do it, you have to shut that down, override it, and keep your eyes on the ultimate goal. Don't worry about doing a workout that's fun or that you like. There's a reason that all those workout programs that are fun don't fucking do anything. Because it's usually not fun when you're pushing yourself into the uncomfortable zone. Now, a lot of people will say that they love working out. You know, they'll hear me say this and say, "Oh, Scott, I love working out." I love it too, because when I'm in that pain zone, I know I'm doing something good for me. So I've learned to embrace it, because I know it's doing what it's supposed to do. And if I'm pushing myself that hard, that's the whole point. But if you are not at that level yet and you don't love it, don't let that discourage you, because I'd flip it and say this is a good sign that you're doing something good for your body and your brain. Later, guys.